Prime Minister Andy Burnham has announced his first major policy since taking office, confirming that VAT on household electricity bills will be abolished from October. The tax will be reduced from 5% to zero, with the government saying the move is designed to give families much-needed relief as they continue to face high living costs. Mr. Burnham says his priority is to provide breathing space for households struggling with rising bills. The new Chancellor, John Healey, has begun work on what is expected to be one of the most difficult spending reviews in recent years. Following a reshuffle of senior ministers, the government faces tough decisions over public finances, with pressure to increase investment while keeping borrowing under control. Political analysts say the coming months will be a major test for the new administration. President Donald Trump has announced a new 50% tariff on imports from Canada, escalating trade tensions between the two countries. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says his government will intensify negotiations with Washington while defending Canada's economic interests. Business leaders are warning that the dispute could affect industries on both sides of the border. The United States has launched a fresh wave of military strikes against Iran after President Trump vowed retaliation following the deaths of American service members. The White House says the operation targeted military infrastructure linked to recent attacks. Iran has warned that it reserves the right to respond, raising fears of further escalation across the region. In the United Kingdom, a 28-year-old man has been charged with the murder of former politician Anne Widdecombe. Police say the investigation is continuing and have renewed their appeal for anyone with information to come forward. The case has attracted widespread national attention. At least 27 people have died and 83 others remain missing after a passenger ferry capsized off the coast of Guyana. Search and rescue teams continue to work in difficult conditions as authorities investigate what caused the vessel to overturn. Government officials have expressed their condolences to the families affected by the tragedy. Manchester will enjoy a warm day with sunny intervals and a few scattered clouds. Temperatures are expected to reach around 25 degrees Celsius, with light winds and mainly dry conditions throughout the day. That's the latest news from Neckoff Radio.